Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song during this Easter season. At the ascension of our Lord Jesus to heaven, we have an indication from St. Luke as to its importance to the church. He concludes his gospel with an account of this event. As writer of the book of Acts, Luke begins with the first event being the ascension of Jesus to heaven. This is truly a pivotal time for the church. The Gospels, namely Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, present the incarnation, birth, life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Acts presents life of the church after Jesus ascends. The Holy Spirit is sent at Pentecost, and the word begins to spread in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. We omit the first reading, Acts 1, as the ascension is presented in our gospel reading. In our epistle reading, St. Paul is giving thanks for the Christians at Ephesus, praying for spiritual blessings on them. He also presents the exalted place of Christ, who, being raised from the dead and ascended to heaven, is head over all things. We celebrate this in the hymn, All Praise to Thee, for Thou, O King Divine.
A reading from the first chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Ephesus. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Thank you.
In our gospel reading, Jesus reviews with his disciples the fulfillment of the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. The Christ must suffer, die, and be raised. As witnesses, they are to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name to all people. We celebrate his ascension to heaven in the hymn, "The Head That Once Was Crowned."
A reading from the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God.
Thank you.
have enjoyed being a part of your Sunday morning by sharing God's Word with you. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School is located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. The Sunday worship service begins at 9 a.m., followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. If you have young children with you, please know that their sounds and wiggles are a welcome part of our worship lives. Various Bible studies and activities present themselves throughout the week as well. For more information, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, may you continue to rejoice in our risen Lord.